This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about fast love, how fast love spoils quickly. Fast love, and that's literally what I wrote down. Fast love can spoil very, very quickly. It's like that's what I tell people. It's just love bombing we already know love bombing is absolutely real. Love bombing is one of the most tragic, crazy things that people can go through in their life. You know, I've heard people start talking about love bombing is abuse. What are y'all thoughts on that right there? That term right there, that phrase right there, love bombing is emotional abuse. You know what I mean? I'm curious on y'all's thoughts about that. So, like I said, fast love bombing, whatever you want to call it, it can spoil quickly. Yes, do you get the romantic stories of love at first sight, married in a week, married for 20 years, 6 kids, 18 grandkids, 14 great-great-grandkids, 14 dogs, 14 great-granddogs, and, you know, 13 grandkittens, you know what I mean? You hear those stories and it's so romanticized. Like, if you think about it, y'all, fast love, like love bombing, is romanticized in a lot of movies. It becomes a norm when you're growing up. You know what I mean? When you're growing up, it becomes like the new norm. Like, literally the new norm is fast love. Fast love is the new normal. It's just like, you're supposed to move fast. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. You know what I mean? There's a term, one of my friends, her name is Lindsay Goodman. She's part of the LGBTQIA community. And there was a term called U-hauling that she said is big in the lesbian community. It's called U-hauling. Y'all meet each other and you just move in really quickly. It's like, it's romanticized in that community. It's just like, yeah, I was like, wow, there's a term for it called U-hauling. Like, y'all just meet, U-haul, fall in love, put your stuff in a U-haul, and then you move in together within a week or two. I was like, wow. But it happens. It does happen. It does happen consistently, though. You mean it does happen like outside of, you know, the lesbian, LGBTQIA dynamic as well. You know what I mean? It does. People getting y'all fast love. Y'all moving together before y'all even know each other. And it's not just, again, this is talking about everybody. You move in before you know each other. You move in without knowing each other's last name. Don't even know your credit scores or whatever. Can I live with you? Let's just move in together. Let's just do it. If this is real love, let's just go ahead and make it happen. What's the point of going so slow? It's just like milk. You open that carton of milk, you know, put it in the refrigerator, it's going to spoil. You know what I mean? If you don't eat that fast food really quickly, it gets cold very quickly, doesn't it? You leave that, I know y'all gonna say, but Lee, there's a McDonald's study going on where the hamburger and some nuggets have been sitting out for years and they're still out right there. So fast food doesn't always go bad. But isn't that a bad thing? Would you eat that damn burger that's been sitting out? Or those chicken nuggets or those fries have been sitting out for years, a month, however long been out? Would you go eat them? Would you go eat them? You know what I mean? You just said, hey, Lee, well, guess what? There's a McDonald's study when their food is out. It's fast food, but it's still going out. Go eat it then. Ask them, can you take a bite? It's been sitting out for a couple of years. Go take a bite. Prove your point to me. Go snack on it. If that's what you really want, go snack on it. You know what I mean? And that's why one of the things that I preach on my channel is slowing down, y'all. I just feel like when people are taking things slow, it's not as flashy. It's not as romanticized, but it works better over a long term, y'all. I know you want something to brag to your friends about. Guess what, guys? I met this dude on Tinder, and right before he clapped my cheeks today, he told me he loved me. So we're moving in together tomorrow. What? How long have you known him? 14 hours. What? We're in love, so yeah. You see how that works right there? You see how that works right there? And you'd be surprised how often that happens, y'all. People be in love by the one session, one bedroom session. Y'all be in love. But I tell you, it's fast love, y'all. Slow it down. Well, Lee, how do you tell the difference between love bombing and real love? You don't. Slow it down. The only reason you can tell is by taking your time. Set boundaries. You know what I mean? You don't have to put your stuff in a U-Haul. Like, if the person you meet, if you meet a person, and on the first date y'all meet downtown or at a restaurant, and their actual vehicle is a U-Haul, then I'm going to go ahead and let you know something right here. That's a red. They're driving up in a big orange and white red flag. You know what I mean? They already got the U-Haul packed. Your place or mine.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Like, what are you talking about? Well, we're going to make this work. I love you already. You know, fast love. Y'all saying I love you before you know people. You saying I love you before you see me in real person, in real life. Y'all, I be wanting y'all to win, but you have to want to win. I can want it all I want to. But at the end of the day, you, yourself, have to absolutely want it. Because guess what happens? If you yourself don't want it, then you're gonna mess around and end up with a narcissist, and they're gonna ruin your life. And then you're gonna be like, no. And then you go back to them. They'll ruin your life again. Then you go back to them, on and off for y'all. I haven't time I talk to people. I still do my Zoom calls. You haven't time I done talk to people. We're like literally this high is gone. I've talked to people, right? They've been in an on and off relationship for like 3-4 months. I'm like, how many times have y'all been knowing each other for 3 months? How many times have y'all broken up? Four. What are you doing? What are y'all doing? Like, okay, you broke up 4 times in 3 months? Okay. Y'all are not compatible. Well, we say that. We can change. I love you 2 weeks in, so I really want to make this work. 3 weeks in? 3 months in? Yeah, he mentioned going to couples counseling. I think the couple counselors are going to look at y'all like you dumb as hell walking in there with a 2.5-3 month relationship. Really? Yes. Like, how long y'all been together? 3 months. Oh, y'all didn't hit 90 days. Y'all done barely got 90 days. Y'all done broke up how many times? 4. You know, I say, y'all, just, I know everybody, like, life is finite. And you want to hurry up and find the one a lot of people want to find the one that they're supposed to be with. I know it is, but if you rush that process, you're going to find one you're not supposed to be with. You're going to find a narcissist. You're going to find one that you're not supposed to be with, but it's going to feel like you're supposed to be with them, if that makes sense. You see what I'm saying? If I said, you have to slow it down. Fast love, to me, most times, is not going to be real and authentic, y'all. If somebody send you hate beautiful messages every single, look, here you go right here. Here's a kicker right here. Ask yourself, is this sustainable? Is this amount of love? Is this amount of relationship? The speed that you're moving at right now, is it sustainable for 10 years? Stretch it out for 5 years. Stretch it out for 2-3 years. Stretch it out. Is this sustainable? Not just the financial part of it, the actual emotional connection part of it, the actual, you know, pet names part of it. They send a hey beautiful the first night you meet each other. Hey beautiful. Hey honey bun. Hey booka booka. Hey baka baka. They give you some weird ass nickname that you don't even know what it is. Hey poop butt. What? So that's a whole nother video topic right there. They give you these insulting ass nicknames. But that's how it goes. That's why I be telling people all the time. Like, I want you to win. I'll tell you what the red flags are. Some people that think they outsmart Lee Hammack on the red flag. Well, Lee, you were wrong. It wasn't a red flag. It was a red sheet. It was a red sheet. It was huge. And I still ignored it because I was in love. And one thing that catches people off guard. This doesn't catch people off guard. One thing I see with a lot of people is that y'all let attraction, physical attraction, ruin your whole dynamic. You just let physical attraction just get you all caught up. I'm obsessed with how this person looks. Well, good luck. I'd be so worried about how somebody looks and it messes with y'all damn brains. So worried about how somebody, I'm in love because they're so attractive. I love them. Their personality is trash. They treat you like shit. But somehow, because they look good, you allow them to get away with so much horrible stuff to you. I'm just talking. Good fraba. I want y'all to win, but you have to want you to win. You see how that works? It can't just be me. Lee Hammack wants us to win, y'all. Yeah, it can't just be me wanting you to win. You also, simultaneously, have to want to win as well. Because if you don't, I will gladly oblige. You see what I'm saying? In song form. But like I said, y'all, it's just it's an uphill battle. Fast Love. In conclusion, before I do my credits, Fast Love could spoil very quickly. So take your time, y'all. Set boundaries. Learn how to say no. Learn how to, y'all. That's how you say no. Is no, no is the no is like narcissist deterrent. No is toxic people, you know, toxic off, like toxic people off spray. You know, like the brand Off for mosquito repellent. There's a toxic, it's a toxic version of Off that you spray on yourself that you keep, that keeps narcissists and toxic people away. It's called the word no. No. Spray it all over yourself. Keep the toxic people away from you. But anyway, y'all, let me hop off this thing. Toronto, Canada. Well, next week, what's today? Friday. So next Friday, less than a week from now, I'll be in Austin, Texas for the meetup, the meet and greet, y'all. So come to Austin, Texas. Say what's up. NarcAvengers.com. N-A-R-C. Avengers.com/Texas, or be in Toronto, Canada, November the 19th. Toronto, Canada. Yeah, so come through, check it out. Also, the I Love Me self-love brand is here as well. Link is in the description of every video. You listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, any kind of podcast, whatever, just hit that 5-star for me. I truly appreciate y'all. Seriously. Thank you so much, y'all. Like and subscribe for more, and as always, mental illness is out. Peace.